The U.S. military needs to attract nearly 200,000 new recruits every year to maintain troop strength. The Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines all report they've had no trouble reaching their recruiting goals, even with the ongoing conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. By far the largest force is the Army. Since last October, more than 40,000 young men and women have enlisted for active Army duty. To get a sense of how the Army draws in new recruits, we traveled to Huntsville, Texas, to spend some time with one of the Army's 6,000 recruiters around the country, Sergeant First Class Jimmy Bowie.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good. Y'all ready to join the Army?
He's got a fistful of business cards and a whole lot of persistence.
Huh? No.
No.
Why not?
Sergeant Bowie's making the rounds of Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, known here as Sam. He stands out in the sea of T-shirts and jeans with his green dress uniform, beret, and a chest full of bright ribbons and medals. Bowie heads for a cluster of students and homes in on one who's cradling a basketball.
My name's Sergeant Bowie. I'm with the Army. You got to join the Army, man. We got the car fired up, ready to go. Come on now.
Get that on the Army, man.
What? Is there any particular reason why?
I ain't ready to die.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me is you'd be scared to die.
Yeah, I mean,
scared that you get killed. But what if just sitting down and talking to me, it wouldn't have nothing to do with that? You know, just sitting down and me showing you what we had to offer.
I really find, like, tell the truth, no interest in it. Like, I respect, you know what I'm saying, the people that are out there doing what they do, you know, laying their lives online for the country, you know. But at the same time, I don't want to be one of them. That's like, I mean, I respect the president, but I don't want to be a politician.
This senior insists that he'll be wearing an NBA uniform soon, not Army greens. But Sergeant Bowie doesn't give up, and out comes a business card.
But you never know, man. You put the thing on your dresser, put it in your wallet. One day you'll look back, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get Sergeant Bowie a call, because I know I want to do this.
For real?
Yeah. I'll see you again.
Yeah, probably on the
right here?
ESPN or something, too. Yeah, no, right
here. That's
probably
here.
The only place, though. We come back here and watch the game next year. You probably see me again. But besides that, ain't going to be in no Army.
Okay, we'll see.
Sergeant Bowie works out of a recruiting office in a small strip mall across the road from campus. It's one-stop shopping for somebody looking to join the service.
Yeah.
Work your way past the Tango Nail Salon and the Best Little Hair House in Texas, and you'll find the U.S. Navy recruiting office with a sign pledging life, liberty, and the pursuit of all who threaten it. Farther down, there's the Marine Corps, serving our country as the tip of the spear. And right next door, there's the U.S. Army. Slogan, an army of one.
Excuse me one second. Army of one, Sergeant Bowie speaking. May I help you?
Sergeant Bowie is 33. He's got a close buzz cut. His shoulders strain the seams of his uniform. There's a plug of tobacco in his lip. Bowie's been in the Army for 14 years now. He used to work as a quartermaster, shipping and receiving supplies. He served in the Gulf War, also in the peacekeeping mission in Bosnia. He's been recruiting for the past 2.5 years. Bowie trolls for recruits in high school cafeterias or at the Walmart. He signed up one 17-year-old he found stacking corn in a grocery store. He'll get lists of students and do what recruiters call hot knocks, go around knocking on the doors of those he can't reach by phone. It's easier when a candidate just walks right in.
How you doing? We're going to do it for you.
Next time I talk to somebody.
All right. My name's Sergeant Bowie.
Ken Hutchins, in sandals and shorts and a shell necklace, sits down at Sergeant Bowie's desk. He tells him he's a student at Sam Houston. He says he wants money for school, and he wants adventure. Bowie makes his pitch. He calls it his sales presentation. He clicks a few times on his IBM ThinkPad, turns it around, and shows Ken the screen. There are images of soldiers jumping out of planes, soldiers in tanks. And right in the middle of those pictures, in yellow letters, there's Ken's name.
Can you see stuff somewhere in there?
Well, there's my name right there.
Well, I mean, can you see stuff being one of these folks right here?
Yeah.
So you see stuff in there on the right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Could you see yourself jumping from an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, airborne.
Definitely. I could definitely jump from an airplane. I'd love that.
Imagine this, you know, you're in that C-130, which is the big transport plane that we have. The jump master said, you know, hook up, you put your static line on there, you stand behind that guy in front of you, you look out that door, and you bail out.
Mm.
You know, he come floating to the ground. By the time that parachute comes down, and you widen it up, you're like, where did I go again?
Yeah.
Let's go try something else. Try aerosol, airborne, you know. Wouldn't you agree that the Army could provide you with the adventure you're looking for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you ready to join the Army, man? Come on.
Well, it's a process for me.
It's a process?
Yeah, I got to have all my ducks. I got to know everything
okay.
about everybody.
Ken tells us he thinks he'd like to be in Special Forces or maybe a Navy SEAL.
You know, it's probably maybe between these guys and the Navy.
Do you feel like you need to decide pretty quick?
Well, yeah, because I'm going to leave pretty quick.
You do?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Why the rush?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 24. I've just, you know, been doing little stupid jobs. I mean, I'm always something big at my job, but it's not me. You know, there's a lot more to life than, you know, telling guys how to stock or fixing a piece of furniture, you know, doing plumbing. Those are all different things that I've done. And I'm just ready to get something started, man. I'm just bored. Bored of sitting around doing nothing.
How much attention are you paying to what's going on in Iraq right now?
When it was first going on, yeah, it was always, you know, MSNBC, you know, watching the attack on America and then all the other stuff with, you know, Saddam. But after they caught Saddam, I don't think I've even watched anything on it. You know, it's still going on. You know, just hope it gets over soon, at least that part of it.
Does it concern you? I mean, there have been a number of soldiers killed. April was bad month for
that's
that.
That's definitely. You can't look the other way on that one. Especially what I want to go under. I'm probably going to be in a situation where I'm going to be getting shot at. That's scary. But, you know, that's part of their training, I guess, is getting you ready for that.
For young people like Ken, there aren't a whole lot of options around Huntsville. Most of the jobs are with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Huntsville is home to 7 prisons and the state's death row, so the military holds strong appeal with its job training and the promise of the Montgomery GI Bill to help pay for college. Sergeant Bowie and his fellow recruiters in Huntsville each have a goal of about 2 new recruits per month. Often, they'll do better than that. Bowie says this is a community that respects its soldiers.
You know, I feel very proud to wear this uniform every day. Every day. It's something you feel in your heart. When, say, I walk down the streets here in Huntsville or anywhere, and you just have someone come up and say, hey, thanks for what you do, you know, or have someone pay for your meal because they seen your uniform. You don't know them from Adam. You go to pay your bill and say, oh, no, that man or that woman over there, that couple there, they paid for it. And then you get the receipt and it says, thanks for serving your country.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, it does. You know, and I'm a pretty big guy, and it almost makes me want to cry sometimes. You know, with everything that's going on.
Not that it's easy, this job. 12-hour days are typical. Weekends tend to get swallowed in work. The cell phone rings day and night. We head out in an Army minivan. It's shrink-wrapped in a green and black camouflage cover. We're driving to Houston, where another of Bowie's recruits is about to be sworn in. The recruiters call these long drives windshield time, and there's lots of it. The Huntsville office covers 3,000 square miles.
Navy applicant Wagner, please report to Navy Classifier's office.
We've come to the MEPS, the Military Entrance Processing Station in Houston. There's lots of waiting around, physical exams and paperwork, before the new recruits can take their oath and sign their military contract.
Thibodeau, Kevin.
Kevin Thibodeau is 23, a student at Sam Houston, with a double major in public relations and journalism. He's enlisting now, but won't start his service until after he finishes school. The Army will help pay for college in the meantime, $250 a month to start. Thibodeau stands with the other recruits at parade rest, thumbs interlocked at waist level behind his back, nervous as he waits for an officer to administer the oath.
Like you're about to get on a fun ride.
Is everybody ready to enlist?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have everybody come to attention. Just raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your full name.
I, Kevin Paul Thibodeau II.
10 young backs straighten up. 10 eager faces look toward a future away from here.
According to regulations.
According to regulations.
And the uniform code.
And the uniform code.
Of military justice.
Of military justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Afterward, Sergeant Bowie takes Kevin to get his ID photo.
Oh, yeah, that's a good picture right there.
Look at my hair. It looks like bedhead. That's a pretty nice bag.
Kevin walks out with a new Army backpack, with a computer game that runs soldiers through simulated war games. And he walks out with the relief of having something ahead of him.
It's really hard to find a job. I even use, like, Monster, Google, Job Gusher, career builder and, you know, all those to throw out my resume. And I've been out there for about 3 or 4 months and haven't got a nibble or a bite on anything. So military just seemed the second best thing to do.
Kevin Thibodeau calls himself a military brat. His father's been in the Air Force for 31 years, and that's the first person he calls on his cell phone from the car on the way back to Huntsville.
Hello? Hey, what's up, Pop? So, hey, I got some good news, man. I swore into the Army this morning. Yes, I did. Flying colors, man. It's already done. Done deal. So, you happy?
Sergeant Bowie, who recruited Kevin, remembers back to when he enlisted at age 19. Bowie's father didn't want him to join the Army.
So when I actually told him was when I was at the bus station getting ready to leave to take the physical.
You called him on the phone?
Mm-hmm. I called him on the phone. I'll be back tomorrow. And I asked him if he'd pick me up. He was not happy. He was like, no, don't move. And I was like, well, I'm joining and I'm leaving right now.
I'm getting on that bus.
And I'm getting on the bus, and I hung up the phone, and I stepped on the bus.
Sergeant Bowie's father's views on military service spun out of his own experience as a Vietnam veteran.
It was just a different time. You know, back in Vietnam, the opinion of soldiers was not that great. A lot of them were drafted or whatever. But now, you know, we have an all-volunteer army. It's a lot different. The mindset's a lot different. And the way that soldiers are treated and respected, you know, it's back in a time that they weren't.
So your father wanted to shield you from some of that, maybe?
Yes. He didn't want something to happen to me, to happen to him. You know, he didn't want me to get shunned or talked about, you know, because, you know, he was.
But he came around, ultimately, once you decided to do this.
Oh, yeah, he was very proud. That was the first time I'd ever seen my dad cry. He came to my basic training graduation. It wasn't like him to cry. He didn't ever, never. And I saw that, you know, it made me feel, you know, that I'd really done something. It made me feel real good.
Now, Bowie helps feed the Army's recruiting machine, reeling in new recruits and sending them on their way. A slope-shouldered 19-year-old slouches into the office. He'll be shipping out for basic training in 2 weeks. His toes peek out from rubber sandals, pointing toward Sergeant Bowie's glossy patent leather shoes, as Bowie teaches him commands, teaches him the first steps of being a soldier.
Just like that, the snap. Okay, let's try it again. Group of 10. Jump. Parade. Rest. Stand at ease.
Next, we'll meet a high school senior who's about to sign up for the Army and his parents, who have mixed feelings about that.
Right place.
That's when our story continues on All Things Considered.